One of the earliest actions of Pope Francis after he was named the Pope was to record a video that was sent to the leaders of the evangelical churches. They were gathering in a conference. And in that video, he greeted them and he thanked them for their work. And he told them their work was very important for the building up of the Christian body. And such a turnaround from the many, many years in which we were the right church and everybody else was the wrong church. So different from having to come up with the proper arguments to show how wrong they are and to show how right we are. And yet that comes out of a history, both a political history as well as a religious history, in which there grew the Protestant denominations, and to justify their existence, they had to argue that there was something broken about the Catholic Church. And we argued back that, no, we were all together, but they don't have the true sacraments, they don't have the true way of tradition, they're just little spin-offs. And that argument went on for 500 and something years. This past year, the Pope prayed with the leaders of the Lutheran Church in Wittenberg, the great kind of cathedral of the Protestant Church. He prayed with them as they celebrated the Protestant Reformation. Again, a remarkable change. But ultimately, that change is all about saying, our task isn't so much to prove who's right or wrong. Our task is to proclaim Jesus Christ. You and I are being fed his body and blood. We're being given his word. And it's not being given to us so that we can just spit it out and repeat it. But Jesus tells us in the gospel today, we're going to be challenged because of his name. We're going to be challenged by people who aren't believers. And I believe that's already happening. We have a whole group of nuns, N-O-N-E-S, people who don't believe in anything, those who've rejected the Catholic Church completely, those who are rejecting mainline Christianity. The struggle of membership within the parishes isn't just a Catholic phenomena. Many of the mainline Protestant churches are struggling for membership as more and more people are saying, what difference does it make to be Christian? Too often in our history, we've used our religiosity to dominate others, to tell them that we were right and they were wrong, and to tell them how we thought they should be behaving. And if they didn't behave appropriately, then they should be ostracized. They should be treated like they don't belong. Too often we've used religion in such a way as to condemn others, not to build up the body, but somehow to act precisely against what Jesus attempted to do when he enfleshed himself, which was to say, I'm here because of you, this humanity that God created. I want to become part of you, so much so I will even allow you to crucify me because I love you just as you are. This is the message of Jesus Christ, and this is the message that we should be carrying out into the world. Not a message of making sure that we're accurate in everything we say. I think a lot of people decide not to talk at all about their faith because they're really afraid that they're going to say something wrong. They're going to get in an argument with some Protestant person, and all of a sudden that Protestant person is going to whip out some Bible verse, and they don't know the Bible the same way that the Protestants do, so better not to say anything. As if the knowledge is the great place. But it's not the knowledge, it's the relationship. And all of us can speak to our relationships that are important to us. We can speak about our relationships of our children and our grandchildren, of our husbands and wives, of our family and friends. It's easy to reflect on the relationships. Much harder to reflect on what's going on behind the minds of our family and friends and relatives. We might think we know, but we also always kind of hold in reserve. I think this is what they're thinking, but I don't know exactly. We don't have the knowledge, but we have the experience of the relationship. And that's faith. Having the experience of the relationship of God's love. First and foremost, as a community gather together, enjoying each other, telling each other stories about what's going on, wondering as we wander about what else is going on, maybe over in the library area, but that whole sense of in this community, we're all part of something greater than ourselves, and we know that we're valued. And that's a very important thing to know, that you really are valued as a part of this community. To be affirmed by the body and blood of Jesus Christ. To have this experience of the one who says, as you eat my body and drink my blood, you have everlasting life. We gather and we celebrate our families and friends' funerals, and we celebrate their life in heaven. And we as a parish community celebrate our own growing communion of saints, even as the church has its growing community of the saints, our experiences. As Jesus says, you know, when you're called upon and challenged, don't prepare a defense beforehand. I will give you a wisdom to speak. Well, where is that going to come from? It's going to come from your experiences of who he is with each other, who he is with you in your own prayer life, who he is in your experience of life within the community. That's where we need to go to bear witness as we evangelize in the world. Not so much worrying about whether we're right or wrong. This is the truth as given by the catechism. You can do some of that, but I think I tend to watch people when you shift into the catechism conversation, you tend to watch the blankness form in their eyes. And you tend to watch them kind of dull out and just kind of not care. But when you talk from the heart about who Jesus is to you, they tend to listen. They might not agree, and I don't expect everybody's going to agree with me, but they tend to listen. And the Holy Spirit can do the rest. But how is anybody going to know Jesus Christ if we're not talking about him? How is anybody going to know about Jesus Christ if we're just worried about being right, as opposed to being kind of the messy church? Again, that's part of what Francis talks about, us being a field hospital, a messy group of people. Not everybody's got it all together, but in our relationship with each other, we give witness to something greater than anything beyond ourselves. A great task as we move forward into the new year, to continue to let Jesus be known in every place, in every way we can.